Okay, so this is going to be my first quick rant of truth for the scales of truth. I've thought through on the scales of truth, and too often I am just concerned about covering a concept comprehensively, and then I don't get anything put out on the scales of truth. So this is going to be the start of a new philosophy where, yes, maybe I do those comprehensive items, but I also do, if you will, quick podcasts that are based on thoughts. I got this idea from Bill Burr. My nephew tells me that Bill Burr was one of the earlier podcasters, and he would just do it very informally. If he had a thought at the airport, he'd do a quick rant, throw it up there. So that's the idea. Some of mine will be funny, some not. But this one, let me tell you, I'm over on LinkedIn, which is about as puke-worthy of a site as ever, because as bad as social media is for all the bawling about of political opinions, well, LinkedIn is like, you've got to show your corporate, even less controversial side, which means it's just a bunch of puke-worthy, political correct stuff to the extent it ever touches on social issues as opposed to, you know, plain job interactions. But even then, even they can get pretty puke-worthy. So I see one where Swiss Ray, the second word being R-E, puts up some post that, basically makes me want to gag. So I decided to comment on it. Before you know it, it's too long of a comment. I'm not that familiar with LinkedIn, so I don't know the length limit. So Swiss Ray says on 5/21/21, hashtag climate change. Now just hold on, because before you go, oh geez, another conservative who doesn't believe in, you know, saving the environment. A, I'm a libertarian. B, I'm getting to it. One of my basic concepts as a libertarian and who analyzes the world is that so often our conversations miss the point and are therefore counterproductive. So when I start this as though it sounds sarcastic, as though the, you know, climate change stuff is useless, it is not that. It is that it's another one of these analysis of wrong approaches. So let me continue. Swiss Ray says on 5/21, hashtag climate change is the single biggest risk factor facing society. At Financial Times, Investing for Good Europe conference on May 25th, 2021, Swiss Ray CIO Guido Fuhrer will discuss putting a price tag on the systemic risk and opportunities present in the transition. Boy, it sure sounds to me like they're going to bring back up the carbon credits that was simply a power grab that was going to make Al Gore one of the first 100 billionaires ever. Of course, now we do have 100 billionaires. And that allegedly was by the wayside and dead. And boy, this sure sounds like what they're talking about. Anyway, I wanted to write a comment, even at the risk of it being on LinkedIn and therefore professional as opposed to using a pseudonym or anything like that, and more directly tied to what's supposed to be an open profile. So I did write that and ended up being too long. So it's going to be, I don't know how long how long LinkedIn can be. So I'm like, you know, actually, this would be perfect for my first quick rant of truth. And I'm going to mostly read it because I wrote it. Otherwise, I'd like to just rant usually off this. So it is not the biggest threat, not even close in the way it is discussed. It is more specific than, quote, carbon credits and smokestacks, and government and corporations are ignoring it. The biggest threat is our never assigning blame where it belongs as entities increasingly add specific and identifiable toxicity deliberately to products as part of our manufacturing and government practices. And if you don't know that this is a theme of mine, go to the other Scales of Truth, a couple very comprehensive episodes on a couple of things. Carcinogens as alternative sweeteners, general poisons that make it to our foods at the table because we've engineered plants to survive them, unnecessary toxins in medicine, foods that have less and less life in them and more chemically produced fake flavor, etc. The threat is that as a matter of practice, we no longer identify the specific toxicity we've added, let alone the cumulative toxicity, as the true factors in decreasing health / increasing chronic health issues in the population. And how that same toxicity harms the other organisms of the planet, and we never assign blame. Instead, the various toxicity-related chronic health issues get their own new name as some kind of general disorder. Oh, we can't identify it. We just know people, you know, here are the signs of it. Just some kind of an ambiguous general disorder. Oh, we sure don't know what would call it. It's just that people get this thing. All of which now need more medicine. They get this disorder. And, you know, this is how we can try to treat it. Never assign blame. Never assign blame. Never try to track it back to toxicity, either specifically or cumulative toxicity that is added from any number of... That's what we never do. We now literally have commercials that market their reason for being that another medication causes significant or severe problems. We now literally say, oh yeah, taking that's going to cause you massive problems. So take this on top of that. Example, literally, a medicine meant to be taken regularly can mess with the body's basic function and chemistry so much that it causes uncontrolled body movement, uncontrolled muscle movement. That is a massive change in body chemistry or in the very signaling systems of our body. So we're either talking massive problems in the chemistry of our body regarding our muscles, or we're talking really basic problems with the way our body communicates to its various parts. Either way, massive problem. But instead of assigning blame for probable toxicity of the initial product, I say probable, it is toxic. Toxicity is defined basically as something that causes, that is something that can be ingested. For instance, that's probably not the whole thing, but if you ingest it into your body, it causes massive problems. So it's not that it's probable toxicity of the initial product, it's that it's toxic. So instead of assigning blame for probable toxicity, actual toxicity of the initial product, we call the side effect, boy, it seems like a plain effect to me, another fancy scientific name to make it seem like a disorder. Oh, just, you know, just a thing you get. Even though we've double spoke at the time and said, oh yeah, we know exactly what causes. But no, it's just tardive dyskinesia. Yeah, it's just, you know, it's not that you're suffering from toxicity because we've given it a specific name in this case. In this case, you're suffering from tardive dyskinesia, also known as being poisoned by the product. And then we treat it, as is no government regulatory agency is really policing toxicity. And no companies are called to task for practices and products that contribute to mass dis-ease. And I say that very specifically on purpose. Dis-ease, the origin of the word. And now we have the specter of the same purposeful ignorance being applied to untold application of genetic manipulation. And I mean, even, you know, gene therapy and genes having something to do with the basic products like vaccines. This same specter of purposeful ignorance of side effects where it's not a side effect, it's an effect, except now worse than just general toxicity per se, but messing with the way our body even knows itself, even the very identity of our product, of our body and its instructions. So instead of looking at these basic problems, the real basic, can we identify a general toxicity and get rid of it and assign blame if they should have known better and they did it anyway? Instead, movers and shakers go to these conferences for what Thomas Sowell calls self-congratulations as a basis for social policy. They tilt at the windmill of an ambiguous idea of climate change. Possibly consciously, very conveniently, if they understand what many of them have done, as I have explained above. It is distraction. I'm going to repeat that. It is distraction. And it is not only unproductive due to its ambiguity, but due to its very ambiguous nature and the fact that the solutions to manage it can involve a massive amount of money and control to change hands. It ends up being a politically divisive issue, and I'll say quite justifiably. You want to help the environment? Go back to actually openly and honestly identifying toxicity being added by humans to it. most of the toxicity ads are based on boardrooms and marketing departments saying, well, what else can we say our product can help with anyway? You know, so never mind the toxicity. What is another application of our product? I don't want to hear about the toxicity. We can massage that, okay? We can massage it with our studies, 3 out of 4 of which don't even get published. You know, why did you have studies that don't get published to check on the efficacy and safety of your product? Huh, I wonder why that is. So don't worry about the toxicity. What else can we say our product can help with? Another good portion is lawsuit immune governments while preaching about combating climate change, having internal programs that spew toxicity at the planet and at humanity due to some program they've decided to contract out at untold billions. Now, I wrote that sometimes those two factors converge, and then the total is much more than the sum of its parts. But let me add more specifically, if those two factors converge, a boardroom saying, man, we got money to make, and then that converges with a government saying, man, we got something we need to contract out. And then you add, so now you have this horrible recipe for greed and for secrecy, because as we know, governments never met a dollar they didn't want to waste, and they never met $1 billion they didn't want to waste. They never met 10 times what the cost should be that they didn't still want to do anyway. And so when these two converge, and then worse, some of these programs are secret and secret conveniently, well, then it's really true that the total is much more than sum of its parts as far as these toxicity ads. Well, both of these are perfectly avoidable with other options, or often through no product at all. All right, well, that's the end of my first quick rant of truth. I would go into it more, but then it wouldn't be as quick. We're at about 12 minutes now. Thanks for listening.